So on Friday, we talked with Ellen McGirt with Fast Company magazine about Brand Obama, how Barack Obama has branded himself during his presidential campaign, and what businesses can learn from him. Today, we're going to continue our look at presidential candidates as brands. And today, NPR's David Kestenbaum reports on John McCain and how he reinvented his brand when no one was really buying.
The McCain campaign followed a trajectory rare in both business and politics. He did not simply grow from a little startup into a market leader like Google. He did not collapse like Bear Stearns. He did both. Started big and powerful, nearly went out of business, and then suddenly found himself in the lead again. Sometimes the turnaround even seems to surprise McCain. He talked about it on The Late Show with David Letterman.
Tell me, what caused it to go down, and then what caused it to resuscitate? What brought it back?
Well, first of all, I was probably a lousy candidate.
No, I don't
yeah.
think so.
I think we had some difficulties and we righted the ship. And for a while there, I was reminded of the words of Chairman Mao, who said it's always darkest before it's totally black at one point.
McCain went on to joke about flying coach class crammed in the center seat between two heavyset Americans. He had to take out a big loan to pay the bills. The McCain story reminds some people of one legendary corporate tale of riches to rags to riches. Can you guess? Apple Computers. David Brady is a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution and a professor of political science in the business school at Stanford. He points out that, like McCain, Apple fell on very hard times. The Mac lost sales to the PC, but came back. And McCain has a kind of maverick appeal, just like Apple.
You know, it's never kind of mainstream in the sense of it doesn't sell as many computers as Dell or HP, but they've got like a nice loyal following.
Brady says McCain and Apple face similar challenges, finessing being both an outsider and an insider.
You have to be authentic in the sense that you're a guy that can run the whole show. You're not taking the system on, now you're going to run the system.
The Apple comparison has some obvious shortcomings. Apple had a new product, the iPod, McCain doesn't, and his campaign uses PCs. The campaign's near-death experience seems to have reshaped the organization. Initially, the campaign had a conventional top-down structure with instructions coming from headquarters. It's now trying to be more grassroots and has appointed 10 regional managers to run things locally. Joe Trippi watched the recovery from his post as chief advisor to the John Edwards campaign.
So on the one hand, you see somebody who, you know, as a CEO, made the tough decisions and made the right decisions. On the other hand, he waited till the very last second when he's almost dead to make the change. It's like you got a great CEO and a really scary one in the same guy.
McCain is not just the CEO, of course. He is also the product. What product would he be? The campaign didn't give us an answer, but Bruce Newman has one. He's a professor at DePaul University and edits a journal called Political Marketing.
As a product, he represents, it might not be the Ferrari on the road. You know, he's just a solid GM car.
Or maybe Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. Been around since the 1800s, but now popular with the hipsters. The product hasn't changed. The world has just shifted around it in such a way that it's suddenly fashionable, precisely because it's not trying to be.
To me, he looks like another Harry Truman.
How so?
Well, because he's straight talking. He's, there was nothing fancy about Harry. the packaging wasn't so great, but what was inside the package seemed to be very solid. And that seems to be the case with Mr. McCain. He just seems to have a way to resonate with people that make them feel like what they see is what they're going to get.
Newman says if you were a business looking to copy the McCain model thus far, it would be hard to figure out what lessons to take away. McCain won the primary in part because much of his competition, Rudy Giuliani, Mitt Romney, Fred Thompson, folded, giving McCain what amounted to an accidental monopoly. McCain acknowledged as much after his victory in the Potomac primaries. He credited his success to what he called that product of opportunity and industry, luck.
That's NPR's David Kestenbaum reporting. So we've discussed a little bit the branding of Senator John McCain and also Senator Barack Obama. Who's next up? Senator Hillary Clinton. Now, if McCain is a Mac, then what brand might Senator Clinton B.
One potato, two potato, three potato, four. Just one Lay's potato chip makes you want lots more.
perhaps Senator Clinton could be, you know, sour cream and chive potato chips. It's the idea that it's a little bit different from the main category.
Chips are so thin, so crisp, nobody can eat just one.
Hillary Clinton, potato chip.
Really?
Find out why that is later this week on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. You can always explore the political season through NPR. We are always online at npr.org/elections. And very shortly, we have Roger Simon from Politico.com going to join us. Talk a little bit about the Faith Forum yesterday and also Obama's comments about rural voters and Pennsylvania voters perhaps being bitter. I'm sort of curious why that comment from Obama matters so much more than if it came from McClain or Hillary Clinton. Or Bill Clinton said something very similar when he was running for president in 91. So Roger will dive in a little bit with us.
I still want to be a Pabst Blue Ribbon, I decided. The Rachel Martin brand of
Pabst PBR. Stay with us. We are going to drill down on all things politics. Also, the evolution of video game music. Who even makes these things? From blips and bleeps to full symphonic scores. We've got it all here at the BPP. Don't go anywhere. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.